The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello, and thanks for tuning in today. You are listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I am the Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss here on the air, check out my website at financialchickshow.com or call my office at 631-758-8691. Please make sure to like us on Facebook at Diversified Financial Solutions. So we made it to Friday. It was a short week for some of you, and for others, you may have had off all week with winter recess. I'm actually here at the airport, and I've been doing, actually, this is my 27th show, and there's actually activity here at MacArthur Airport. It's so exciting. And I think a plane just landed and it looks as though they might have come from Florida because I see a lot of Disney shirts and paraphernalia. And then, of course, they're coming back to snow. So the snow just continues to come down. I don't know about you, but I've certainly had my fill of snow. But here's the countdown. It's 29 days until spring. So that's very exciting. I am also very excited because today I have a guest with me. I would like to introduce to you Dr. Erica Urisitz. She is the owner of the company Integrative Healing Wellness. So Erica, are you there?
I am, Denise. I am. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited that you said yes. So I'm thrilled that you're here. So how are you doing today?
Doing very well. Really enjoying watching the snow come down. Hopefully we'll get some snowshoeing to do outside and get into nature. But yeah, I'm done with it as well.
Okay. Well, you've had some positives there that you like the snow. I'm more of a summer kind of girl myself, but I like looking at it. But yeah, I've had enough, I think. I think we're good.
For sure.
So yeah, so I guess I want to introduce my audience to you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure, thank you. So I am a board-certified osteopathic family physician, and I practice for the most part out in Rocky Point as a primary care doctor, a regular family doc, and I was considered a soloist and really enjoyed my practice quite a bit. But as you know, I felt like I wasn't truly being authentic to my osteopathic roots, where we truly believe that we have an innate ability to heal ourselves and have the ability to look at a person's structure and how their body is functioning and how it is functioning and help that continue to continue to bring wellness to them.
Mm-hmm.
So started really looking further and to try and decide, how do I do this for my patients? And luckily on that journey, or part of that journey was also included my own health. I like most people, will think, oh, I have a little joint pain, I'm getting old, I had two kids, I'm exhausted. You know, of course I'm tired. I have kids.
Right, exactly.
All kinds of things. And through that journey, I was trying to heal myself, I fell into functional medicine, and now I'm certified in functional medicine. And what we do is we really look at the root cause of the illness, and we practice from that venue to try to help heal people from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do now.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I actually found you through Facebook. You do webinars on a weekly basis, or, you know, I think weekly. And it was last summer. And I, you know, what you said definitely resonated with me. I'm one of those people too that, you know, you want to keep healthy, but when in doing so, you don't really want to take medications if you don't have to. If I can do it more of a natural basis, that's really the avenue that you want to take. So, tell us a little bit about the integrative healing wellness program, or like the people that you can help. Who comes to you for help?
Wow. Honestly, anyone. You know, we have people who are just there to optimize, make sure that they're staying healthy and being healthy. But honestly, the majority of people that come to us are frustrated with not getting better, and finding that they have all these wonderful symptoms that are holding them back from living their normal life, like joint pain, like headaches, like exhaustion, weight gain that they can't seem to get rid of, bloated, swelling, that's just not going away. And when they see their doctor's not really sure. And I'll be honest with you, when I was a family doc, I wasn't sure either.
Right.
You know, we'd try some things and check to make sure their blood work is normal, and it always came back normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frustrating. So we really, at this point, those are the types of people that we help, and we try to find out what's not functioning in their body. And we walk them through the journey. So many times I hear, individuals describing that they want their doctor to help them, and that the doctors just don't have the time to really take a moment of time to listen to what's going on. Most of the time they're sending them on their way with a piece of paper that says, here, follow this diet, and they go off, but a week later, they're not really sure what to do. There's no support after. So what we do is we create wellness programs so that we can support a person from the beginning to the end along the way. And we teach people how to be healthy humans. That's really what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the whole marriage of health and wealth, you know, you being the health part of it and me being the wealth part of it, there are so many connections. And very similarly, you know, in my practice, I do the same thing, give people a track to run on. You know, can they do an investment? Can they, you know, figure out what insurance that they have? But they never really look at it all together. And that's what I loved about your program, that we're not just looking at piecemeals, like, okay, well, maybe, you know, your blood work is not good. But what, maybe are you exercising? You know, it's really just looking at the whole package. And that's what I do for my clients too, looking at everything. And you know, when we look at the marriage too, as far as health and wealth, they go together. I mean, if you're healthy, you're not having to spend a lot of money, you know, on your health, you know, so you're kind of being proactive instead of reactive. And I feel like in our society, we tend to be reactive. Would you agree with that?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Yeah. Very reactive. Traditional healthcare is just generally reactive. We wait till the disease sets in, right?
Right.
And for you too, I'm sure you've seen people, you know, we wait till we're in that and we can't get out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to be proactive and put an investment in the front end so that you can grow wealth, you can grow your health, and you continue on to really enjoy it. It's about a quality of life. It's about vitality and being able to really wake up in the morning and feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So many people don't do that, and especially when they don't have their finances or their health, it's a stress. It's a huge stress.
Absolutely.
Probably the number one stress that people circle on our questionnaires. Usually there's somewhere around an 8 or 8 to a 10 on finances and health.
Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, we think our mind is very powerful, and we're not feeling well, or, you know, the mind can make our body not feel well because we have these pressures of being, like you said, being in debt or not feeling that they're prepared for their kids' education or for retirement or whatever the case may be. So we're going to be closing in on the break shortly. But, you know, after the break, I definitely want to talk about, you know, about the practice and maybe talk about my experience and how you've helped me to pull together the pieces of my health life. You know, I always say that I pulled together the pieces of people's financial lives, but you helped me to pull together my health pieces. And I'm so thankful for that. You've been a tremendous help. So this is the Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom, the company's Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact us at 631-758-8691. We're ready to hit the commercial break, so stay tuned, and we're going to talk more about health, and your wealth. Welcome back. You are listening to the Financial Chick Show. I am your financial chick, Denise Nostrom. So I am happy to have with me today Dr. Erica Urasitz from Integrative Healing Wellness, and we're going to talk a little bit more about your health and your wealth. So we're constantly hearing about the high cost of health insurance. So let me give you some stats. When they ask how much is healthcare likely to cost during retirement? So we're not even talking before, but people, you know, look more toward as we get older and we're in retirement, what those costs are going to be. And sometimes we plan and sometimes we don't plan for those things. So the stats are that the average 65-year-old couple in 2020 will need $295,000 in today's dollars during their retirement, excluding long-term care. So this doesn't include the long-term care piece, but just to cover health expenses. And this is according to Fidelity. So I know, Dr. Erica, we've talked that we're constantly hearing about the high cost of health insurance, but what are people really getting for their money from their doctors? And from their doctors, I should say.
Well, Denise, yeah, we have spoken a lot about this, and it's frustrating because there's over 133 million people with just one chronic disorder. We're talking about diabetes, high blood pressure, things like that. And in our country, we spend over $3.5 trillion on health care annually.
Mm,
and
crazy.
Of that, only 90%, not only, it is 90% of that is the chronic health condition. And that's the challenge, is that we are, you know, it would be great to spend that money. I would spend it, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we're not getting anything out of it. Our outcomes are really, really poor. And what we find is that healthcare, the traditional medicine, treats acute care wonderfully. You know, you have a gallbladder attack, you have chest pain, your blood pressure is sky high, 220 over 110, please go to the emergency room, use that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about chronic health, they're not getting what they need. They need someone to really be proactive and start from the beginning, heal their bodies internally, and not hit us with a bunch of drugs that just causes a lot more side effects after side effects. And doctors were taught that way. They were taught to treat with medication. And again, I'm not saying stop your medication.
Right.
You know,
there's some reasons you need, you know, certain medications you need, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're just important to your survival. But
right. But as you're healing yourself, you might be able to come off of those. And that's the beauty of it. That's what I love watching, is people coming off their medications and seeing their smiles back on their face and finding that their everyday life is back. And
mm-hmm.
What we're not getting that from traditional health care. We're getting 8 to maybe 15 minutes in a primary care doc's office. They don't have the time because the health insurance only pays them a certain amount of time, so they have to work harder and faster and become more efficient at what they do in that exam room.
Right.
So they're pushing us through. And, you know, you hear all the time about people saying that their doctor was holding the handle of the door ready to walk out as they were asking them their last question, right?
Yeah.
That's an awful feeling.
And that's after waiting in the, well, not so much now. Coronavirus changed that a little bit, right? You know, you're not waiting in the waiting room. So that, I mean, there's a couple of silver linings, right? If you have to go to the physician, you just wait in your car, they call you, you go in, and, you know, sometimes you wait in the room a little bit, but yeah, but they're ready to shoot out. And not that doctors are bad, we're not putting doctors down, but it is true. It's a different
Absolutely
experience.
Not.
And, you know, the experience that I had, you know, with your organization has been phenomenal. I mean, what I liked about it was very comprehensive. So it wasn't just, you know, we hear a lot of people, you have issues. I mean, I had the same things, you know, the inflammation and wanting to lose some weight and, you know, just different things that were target points for me. And what you were able to do for me was to give me a whole plan of attack. What I love was that you did the blood work for, you know, for me. I mean, I got a report of like 17 pages that was so comprehensive, but drilled down to the importance of, or the important things for me. Some things I was good, some things I wasn't good. But I remember sitting with the doctor and saying, you know, I'm taking these supplements or I'm taking these vitamins. Is that what I should be doing? And they said, yeah, no, that's good. Maybe they asked me how many milligrams, like you shouldn't take more than X, Y, Z.
Right.
But they never really told me what I should be doing. And I said, you know, I relate to my business. Like imagine a person comes in, they show me all their, statements. And I say, well, yeah, you should be fine. You'll be good. Go ahead. And I'll just send you on your way and you're going to retire comfortably. But you went a lot deeper with that. So do you want to talk a little bit about the things that we did together?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the things is our what we call our five foundations, right? There's a foundations of the body, and the body does things or needs things on a day-to-day basis. It needs to be able to detoxify. It needs proper nutrition. It needs exercise, right? It needs to have the right hormonal balance, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we are looking for when we're looking at your blood work. So there's some genetic things that we might look at. We'll drill down into the hormonal levels, not just check like a TSH that most people do. We'll look at all the cortisol, the entire thyroid panel, all of that. But I think it's also how we're looking at it. I'm looking for things that are indicators of disease in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Again, that proactive instead of reactive.
Right. We're not waiting for you to have a diagnosis. And let's remember, diagnoses were made by doctors. We collected a bunch of symptoms, collected some lab things. Everyone seems to be having this, so let's now call it diabetes.
Mm.
Right? It's all about sugar. And if you cross the line, a line that they made in the sand, now you're diabetic. But honestly, you became diabetic probably 20, 30 years ago is when it started. So we want to look for those things in the blood work and not just say it's all within normal limits. And when I work with someone like yourself, Denise, number one, you have to be ready.
Yeah.
As you
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, you have to be committed. You're the one that's doing all the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just here to kind of walk you through, but having that supportive environment where, a health coach is walking with you. You and I are creating that plan together and listening to what is your lifestyle. You know, how do we help fit it into your lifestyle? I think that's really important too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I liked, you know, just with anything, you know, why do you have a trainer for working out? Why do you have a financial advisor to help you guide you? Health coach, all the same types of things. We all need help in our lives. And like anything, it's an investment. So, you know, there is a cost to working with you. But the bottom line is that the cost is nothing based on the results that happen. So I was able to, you know, lose weight, feel better. And the issues that I had that I identified basically have went away. And that's a big thing because you kind of dug deep. A lot of times you work with people and they give you ways to lose weight, but they don't find, like, for example, like through the blood work, you found out that certain things that were missing that weren't, I wasn't burning fat. So I could have ran marathons weekly, but I probably wouldn't have lost the weight because my body wasn't working at peak performance.
Right.
So that was priceless right there. And that was the missing link that I just didn't have. So I thought that was extremely powerful and extremely helpful. So I'm thankful.
Yeah. Well, I'm thankful that you trusted enough in us enough to walk the journey with us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still going. I just love it. I mean, we do the meditation weekly and we do yoga. So it is a real comprehensive program that has a lot of different facets. And again, it's just not one piece. We're looking at the big picture. So why don't you give my listeners your information, your phone number and website or anything that you know, to reach you? How do we get in contact with you?
Yes, the best way is probably to call us, our wellness coordinator, Nicole. She'll answer the phone.
At She's wonderful.
501-509-6888. We have a website. It's integrativehealingwellness.com. And certainly finding us on Facebook, Integrative Healing Wellness in Port Jefferson. We're on Facebook, and we do webinars through Easy Webinar, and that's advertised on Facebook, so you'll be able to find our webinars on there. And we'll certainly love to talk. It's all about education, too.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's really important for us to be able to be out there because most people don't even know that there's this kind of care.
It's so true. It's so true. Well, this was wonderful, and I'm sure it was a big help to my listeners. And, you know, please give Dr. Erica and Integrative Healing Wellness a call if you have questions for them. This is The Financial Chick, and I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Thanks to the mic engineer. He's the best, always helping with my show. And I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I will see you next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.